welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Jessica with Turn the Page podcast. Happy October once again, because this is going to be one book that's going to keep your mind brewing with its sparks. And I'm just trying all these puns. And you know what? I apologize to our listeners because I'm trying for the witchy puns, but I don't know if they're really working. I'm just going to let our guest introduce herself. Tell us about yourself and this wonderful book.
Yes. So hi, I am Erin Sterling, also known in other circles as Rachel Hawkins. And yes, my book, The X-Hex, is my first romance, and it is a paranormal rom-com set in a very cozy little mountain village in North Georgia where witchy things are afoot, as it were. We have a young witch, Vivian Jones, who when she gets her heart broken, accidentally curses her ex-boyfriend. And when he comes back to town, shenanigans ensue.
It's so funny you say shenanigans, because that's usually my term for crazy things. Shenanigans. Yes, shenanigans do ensue. And I loved it. It was such a fun book. So Vivi is from Georgia.
Yes.
And her love interest is from across the pond.
Yes, yes, he is from Wales. I just figured like Englishmen and Scotsmen have, and Irishmen have they've dominated in romance for so long. It's time for some Welsh guys. So let's get the whole United Kingdom covered in romance heroes.
Yeah, he was pretty good. And you did say, you did use the word cozy, but I want to let our listeners know this is not a cozy story. No. It is spicy. I mean, the town itself is cozy. I would love to live there.
Yes.
I feel like I could see myself walking down the street with a cup of coffee, enjoying it, but it is spicy at points.
It is spicy. It is like, I've jokingly said that this book is like a new definition of pumpkin spice. So it's got all of your sort of fall stuff, and it's like a Hallmark Christmas movie, except at Halloween, except that they do a lot more than just like have a chaste kiss at the end, like the Hallmark.
Actually a gazebo in it, right? At least on the cover, there's a gazebo, because you need that in your Hallmark movies.
Exactly. Well, and I've been saying for a long time now that like I wish that Hallmark would sort of branch out from like the Christmas movies and stuff. And I was like, you know, Halloween is fun too, or like any sort of like autumnal thing. Like let those times shine a little bit.
And I have to say, because I did a little bit of the blurb for this episode beforehand, I said that this rom-com is just perfect for pumpkin spice season.
Hey, there you go. So already on brand.
There was like a little bit of a spell, of a premonition spell for this interview.
Obviously, yes.
So let's get into the plot of the story and the characters. Yes. It is a lovely story. So as you said, Vivian, she's 19 and she's almost just coming into her witchiness at the time. She's got a mother who was a witch, but she was a bit estranged from that part of her heritage. And Vivian is now living with her cousin and her aunt. And her aunt, you cannot separate the witchiness from. She is immersed in the world of witchcraft, as is this little town. And she is so upset because her romance, that she, Reese, she fell in love with him. It was just this whirlwind romance. And then he immediately tells her that his father is setting up a betrothal and he has to leave. And that is just it for her. And she and her cousin get drunk and they're like, we're going to curse him. Although at the end of that, her cousin says something to the effect of, yeah, you know, this isn't like real. And it is very much a, reminds me of when you're 19 and you get your heart broken and you maybe had a little bit too much to drink and you're getting silly, but they're real witches. And yeah. regardless of what Vivi and her cousin think, there is real magic in this crazy curse.
Exactly. Exactly. And that was, it was one of the funny things about like that opening scene where we see that curse happen. I hadn't originally written that. Like, you just sort of hear about it happening. And then I was like, no, there's too much like comedic potential in actually seeing the scene. So I've got to write it. And yeah, I definitely wanted, you know, it's a second chance romance because he comes back 9 years later and all that. And I think with a second chance romance, sometimes it's tough to sort of make it believable that A, they broke up in the first place. And, you know, like, and then B, if they get back together, like, is that going to be okay this time? You know, like, so I really felt like by making them quite young, when they get together and when they break up, it feels a little bit more believable that nearly 10 years later, when instead of being 19 and 20, they're 29 and 30, that they might be able to kind of work it out.
Yeah, because you're in a different place in your life at that point. And I think one of the things that took me a second, though, was because it seemed like Reese's prospects were sealed out of his hands. And lo and behold, there is a second chance for romance with Vivi, who has never quite forgotten him, and vice versa.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that was kind of, I liked the idea. I always liked the sort of the one that got away. And, you know, funnily enough, I had written like several kind of, not even first drafts, like just sort of like trying to write a romance. I really wanted to write a romance of like, I guess back in 2018, I sort of started playing around with some ideas. And all the ideas that I came to, they were always this kind of, we got together when we were very young and it was a very whirlwind. It went really fast and it burned hot and it burned out really fast. So there was, I think there was just something that was like so kind of appealing about that. I always like, I don't personally have the one that got away. I married my boyfriend when I was 19. I wasn't 19 when I got married, but so yeah, I thought that was like such an interesting idea to explore. And that neither of them are like full, have never really fully been over the other one, even though because they were so young when they got together, neither of them want to admit that, you know how it is. Like, as I think I have somebody say in the book, like nobody wants to be like, wait, was that like 3 months I dated someone when I was 19? That's going to be like the pinnacle of my relationships. That doesn't seem right. So yeah, so that was really kind of fun to explore.
Yeah, I liked that very much. And the idea of youth, there's a lot of perspective in it, because I remember being, I guess I was about 23 when I met my husband, but we didn't get together until I was 26. And then sort of being like, yeah, I met my husband when I was a little bit older and now I'm 40, I'm going to be 42. And I'm like, no, not at all.
Yeah.
But it's true that there are those times when, you know, you're 19, you're just coming out of a sort of hybrid childhood, but you're still in one and you're not really thinking about it that way. In the past, you would turn 18, 19, and as the movies would tell you, you would go to college to meet your husband, or at least some of the movies, the movies that my mother showed me would tell me that. And let me tell you, it works for some people, but that's not the advice I give. But this is this has like all of those quirks, I think, that people find endearing about those movies. But it brings it from, okay, we really were kids then, but guess what? The spark is still there. And when I say spark, I want to start talking about the magic in this.
Yes.
Why witches? How did you come up with Graves Glen, Georgia, and will there be more?
Yeah, so I feel like I've come like such a funny sort of full circle thing. So I started my career writing young adult books, and my very first book is a book called Hex Hall. So it's very funny to like over 10 years later be back with another hex book, but for grownups. Which also kind of ties into like the whole starting the book when they're teenagers. It's like I almost feel like I wrote like a little YA snippet of their, you know, lives together. And so,
beautiful.
Yeah, it's like I'm revisiting the kind of characters that I wrote about 10 years ago, and now they're 30. But yeah, I've always loved witchy stuff. I think that there's something really fun about there's the mythology, the tropes, all that kind of thing. I think it's just a really rich playground. And it's fun too. Like it's, you know, as far as like superpowers or sort of like supernatural creatures go, like it's not like vampire stuff can be a little gross. Obviously people are into that, so it's cool, but there's a blood factor. Shapeshifters, similar thing, can get a little ick. Witches, you can kind of, it's, you know, it's pretty tame. So yeah, that was kind of part of it. There was something funny to me too about the idea of accidentally doing magic on an ex-boyfriend. And then as for like Graves Glen itself, I just knew that when I was writing this book, because I was writing this book in the fall of 2018, I think. And I wanted comfort. Like now little did I know how much I would need a comfort read in the next couple of years. But at the time, I was just kind of in a weird place with my career and just kind of figuring out what I wanted to do next. And there was something so fun about going in my office every day and like lighting my apple scented candle and creating this world that I was like, I just want it to be, like I said, cozy and homey, but still have like all the sort of spice and fun of romance. But yeah, I live in Alabama, so we have vacationed in North Georgia a lot. It's a really beautiful area. I think it's really kind of underrepresented as like a cool place to go. So it was really fun to kind of build my own little town there. So yeah, that was just, it's mostly, as always, it's always like just to entertain myself pretty much.
So that as I was to the next part of my question, will you return to Graves Glen? Because I feel like I would like to return there. I don't want to talk too much about the shenanigans in the book, but readers are going to love it because it is super funny and the characters are just great.
Oh, thank you.
So many ways.
Well, thank you. Character is always my favorite thing to write. So like, that was really important to me that like, I wanted, you know, the romance between Vivi and Reese is obviously a very important part of the book, but I wanted them to feel like fully formed people that they have their own relationships. They have their family things they have. And I also really loved doing like a juxtaposition between Vivi's very loving, very supportive, all female family and Reese's slightly thornier, more old school, patriarchal, all male family. And so that was very fun to me. But yes, we are definitely going back to Graves Glen. I'm actually working on the second book as we speak. And so we're gonna get to know Vivi's cousin Gwen a little bit better. And it's been very fun because Vivi is so much, is such a different character from me. Vivi is very different from me. And Gwen was a little more like me with her, like, I like loud colored hair. I like, t-shirts with pithy sayings on them.
You know? So let me just really quickly ask you, since you answered those questions and we do have some more time.
Yeah. Yeah.
The names in the book.
Yeah.
Vivian, Gwen, Elaine, they're all Arthurian related. And, you know, anybody who's, I'm actually right now, it's very, very different from your book, but I'm reading Half Sick of Shadows.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which by Laura Sebastian, which is a spin on the Arthurian legend. And, you know, of course, as a 90s girl, and you do have a 90s girl in your book, and I don't want to say how, I was one of those people who read that giant tome called Mists of Avalon and aware of Vivian and Gwenifar and Morgaine as that was described. So I always like it when there's just those little bits of callback or Easter egg to other witchy books that I know of.
Right. And that's exactly what this is. It's, I wanted a little nod to those, so that it's, I almost feel like even if you don't necessarily, if you don't know your Arthurian stuff that well, but like the names I think will like trigger something in the back of your brain a little bit. And I thought it was fun, and especially because a lot of the Arthurian stuff does have some Welsh roots, and so it's kind of a tying in of that whole thing too. So that even though Vivi and her family are very new school, that it kind of still connects them to the more old school people like the Penhallows back in Wales. So yeah, that was just kind of, that was my own little fun kind of nerdy nod. So I'm glad you noticed it.
Well, once again, I want to thank you for joining us. All of our listeners, the X-Hex is super fun. You're going to love it. It is going to be on bookshelves and library shelves as of the time this episode drops. And Aaron Sterling or Rachel Hawkins, please come back and talk to us about Absolutely. The next part of this story.
Yes, anytime. I will be happy to. I can't wait for y'all to get to go to Graves Glen this fall. So thank you so much for having me.
So once again, this was Jessica with Turn the Page Podcast. Our special guest was
Aaron Sterling.
And we are going to close this chapter.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.